This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Astor Gulyas, the tax lady, president of EG Tax, is joining us live this morning on WBEN. We're looking at the big, beautiful bill which passed the House, but still has to go through the Senate and could change. But Astor, there's a lot in it, a lot to talk about. What would you say is the single biggest change that would affect a lot of people?
Well, there's a lot of things in for families and working people. So, I mean, some of the things that are in there is that the standard deduction, it codifies the Trump bill that was done when he was president before. So that would be a permanent tax change. That would be a good thing. But the standard deductions are going to go up $1,000 for singles, $2,000 for joint. The child tax credit for people with kids under 17 goes up an extra $500 through 2028, so they'd be $2,500 per child. For New Yorkers, the SALT deduction, which is limited to $10,000 now, is going up to $40,000, which is great because we all pay a lot of taxes here in New York State, on income up to $500,000, again through 2028. Here's an interesting thing. Interest on car loans on American-made cars up to $10,000 over the standard deduction. So that gives families a break. Tip income and overtime are going to be adjustments to income, so it's over and above standard deduction, and that's gigantic. The other thing is increases from the qualified business deduction moves from 20% to 23%, so that helps business owners. Some of the things that people I don't think like is that Medicare, Medicaid, if you are an able-bodied person, they're going to make you work 80 hours a month in order to qualify for those kind of handouts. So that's just some of the things in the law. But I will tell you, like, for instance, if a regular family, I worked it out yesterday, a regular family making $120,000 with two kids under the age of 17 that has some tip income and overtime, they would save about $3,400 in taxes on just these changes alone if it gets passed through the Senate.
Well, that's still a question if this will get passed in the same way through the Senate or if any other changes might be made. When are we expected to see some of these things that you're talking about take effect? So, you know, say this law is passed within the next 2 weeks. Are we expecting, you know, this next tax filing season to see some of these impacts?
Well, some of it is for this year, for 2025. And some of them, like, for instance, the Medicare rollback, it has to be completed by December 31st of 2026, that, you know, holding up the Medicare and Medicaid kind of thing for people that are able to work but don't. So some of it's for this year. Some of it starts in 2026. So it all depends on what they do in Congress. It's unbelievable. Oh, by the way, the $10,000 interest on car loans has to be American-made cars.
Oh, okay.
So, but it some of it's for this year, some of it's for 2026, moving forward, 26, 27, and then they expire again in 28.
If this all passes, would this be the biggest change in taxes in a long time?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, initially I thought, how can they make, you know, from an accounting standpoint, how do you make overtime and tips not taxable? Who's going to keep track of it? But I can see now what they're going to do. The W-2 will be the W-2, but there'll be an adjustment for what's included in your W-2 that would represent overtime and tax on tips. And then, the other thing is seniors. I really was disappointed on the Social Security thing. I thought they were going to make Social Security tax-free, but all they do is they're giving seniors, people over 65, an extra $4,000 standard deduction, which kind of breaks my heart because seniors really do get taken to the woodshed with their Social Security because it's so taxable. But, I mean, but $4,000 is better than nothing.
It is. No tax on tips. We've been talking about this for some time now. Is this no tax on all tips? No tax on tips capped at a certain amount? What do we know about it?
Oh, okay. Again, it has to do with people that have income under $400,000. Okay. A married couple, $200,000 joint. And it has to be an industry that traditionally had tip income. So if you are an accountant and you were on salary, you can't kind of walk into your boss today and say, gee, would you mind tipping me? Let me get tips from my work. That's not a traditionally tipping type of occupation. But if you're a waiter, a barber, a hairdresser, those kind of industries where you always got tips, then those tips would be a rollback.
If it stands, how big a deal for New Yorkers is this SALT deduction from $10,000 to $40,000?
It's a big thing. So basically, all income you receive is taxed at your tax bracket. All deductions you take are reduced by your tax bracket. So let's say you're in the 20% tax bracket on the federal. Actually, it's 22, but just for a simple math, 20. Let's say 20%. That extra $40,000 on New York State, if you're able to itemize because of that, you would save $8,000 in taxes. 20% times $40,000 is $8,000. That's a lot of money.
So, yeah. A lot of money. It will keep adding up, and a lot of changes from the sounds of it. Esther, thank you. Esther Gulyas, tax lady, EG Tax, who is helping us through all of the changes that could be passed soon as part of this budget bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.